Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche, without you, there's no me. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And yes, I want to go ahead and wrap this one up. I did a podcast, my last one, dedicated to Devin Haney, and I'm going to dedicate this one to Ryan Garcia. Strictly about Ryan Garcia, because I can't lie, I'm impressed. Like, very impressed. So, I didn't think about it this way until, I watched a little bit on YouTube and what people were saying when he fought Tank Davis and all of that, and it made a whole lot of sense. Tank had a clause in the contract that he had to weigh in at 135. And if you looked at him in that Tank Davis fight, and you look at his body in this Devin Haney fight, his body is completely different. You can see around his rib cage that he got a little bit more meat, on his bones in this Devin Haney fight that he had in that Tank Davis fight. But nevertheless, I want to give Ryan Garcia his props. Why? Because I can't lie, I was one of those ones that believed that Devin Haney was going to beat him. And not only beat him bad. But the sad thing about it, I wasn't privy to the information. I didn't even know that they fought in the amateurs six times. Like, that was crazy. So they really were familiar with one another. And Devin Haney couldn't really sleep on this guy. And I think he did. But long story short, let's get back to Ryan Garcia. Bro, congratulations on a win, dog. Because, again, I didn't know much about your career. I just know you fought Tank Davis and he beat you. And from there, I really wrote you off. And it made me think about my Floyd Mayweather, bullshit I had going on once upon a time, like, I want Mayweather to lose, woody woody woo, without really backtracking his career. Floyd had a great career, but this is not about Floyd. This is about Ryan Garcia. Let's get back to that. Now, when Tank beat Garcia, in my eyes, like I said, I wrote Garcia off. And when he got into this fight with Devin Haney, I really thought it was just a money grab for real. Like, okay, you lost to Tank Davis. I'm watching you in the media. You really acting like the fight don't really mean anything to you. And I'm like, okay, this dude just in here for the money. So he gonna get his money and that gonna be the end of it. And that's what I was thinking. I had no clue that Ryan Garcia was gonna come out there and literally put Devin Haney on his ass. Three times, but it was really more than three times. I'm gonna count at least five knockdowns. The referee called two slips, and trust me, I don't really think they were slips. And he was fighting a lot of people that night, yo. The ref, oh my God. You could tell deep down inside it was planned on Haney really winning that fight. But that's why I gotta give Ryan, that's why I'm giving Ryan his props through and through, because like I said, the dude really showed up and showed out from the first round all the way into the last round. And again, Haney did win rounds, true. But Garcia did his thing, man. And I'm proud of the kid, man. I'm really proud of the kid, man. To be 25, man, and to take that awful defeat versus Tank Davis and to come back and prove not only me, a lot of people around the world wrong. Because in reality, everybody, that somebody had Devin Haney winning that fight, hands down. When I tell you hands down, 10 toes down to the ground too, everybody had Devin Haney winning that fight. So Ryan Garcia went in as a serious underdog. I mean, a major underdog, like the Patriots when they played the greatest show on turf in that Super Bowl. Because didn't nobody give the Patriots a chance in hell a snowball chance in hell to beat the greatest show on turf. And they did. So back to Ryan Garcia. Again, bro, congratulations on the fight, dog. Like, that's all I can really say. Like, I have nothing bad to say at all, because like I said, you got everybody that's somebody eating crow. We've been eating crow now for the last past 2 days. And they're going to be a whole lot of crow eating until Devin Haney get himself together and a rematch. Who really cares about that rematch? But I do agree with Oscar when he said, though, if he was to fight Tank Davis again, it'll be at a catchweight fight. And I agree with that. Like, I would never fight Tank Davis again at 135 and agree to be at 135. Because you won't beat him again. You'll be weak. You won't be strong as you was against Haney. And it'll be to your disadvantage. So, with that being said, Garcia, my boy, congratulations, man. You deserve it, bro. You really, really deserve it, man. You prove and fooled. You proved us wrong, me especially. And you fooled us too during the whole build up to the fight. Congratulations to you on a great strategy, bro. You had one and you pulled it off. You really did, bro. And I'm proud of you for that too, because again, after the Tank Davis fight, I thought you was through, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. So I did one dedicated to Devin Haney. This one dedicated to Ryan Garcia. Good fight between them both. And on that note, I love y'all. I appreciate all the new people. Keep on rocking with your boy. Tell people about me. You know what I mean? Y'all know how I'm getting down out here. Doing like it's 1999. Like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my trunk. I hope y'all like how I'm doing it now. And we are going to continue to build on what we're building on. And on that note, until the next time, man. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And I'm out. And I hope everybody is having a blessed day. And again, thank you. I can't say it enough.